Durant, as we start the interview, what do you think is the biggest team, a biggest thing that the defense needs to do this year to be successful?
You know, Coach Avalo stresses it every single day in meetings and stuff. And I think it's, you know, obviously stop the run. Try and make the offense one-dimensional as possible. And, you know, it's something Coach Caldwell talks about all the time. You know, if we can stop the run and control the line of scrimmage, we have a better shot at, you know, being able to go out and defend what they have.
Now, how difficult a challenge is it going to be this week with Jordan Chun? He looks like he is a pretty big and strong running back.
Yeah, he is. Being able to watch film on him is, you know, it's impressive to actually watch him run and make plays and break tackles and stuff like that. You know, we have our hands full for sure. And I think, you know, we're all excited for the challenge. Something that, you know, we've been stressing a lot in these past 2 weeks is really our tackling, because I think that's going to show up. It always does show up on the first game, especially, and how teams have been working in the offseason, what they've been doing for working tackling. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Boise State defensive end Durant Miles joining us, Idaho Sports Talk, Sports Radio, The Ticket. We're talking tackling, talking about the upcoming game against Troy. And you mentioned Jordan Chun being a bigger back. You're a bigger guy. This is what, 6'5", 250. So when it comes to running backs difficult to tackle, for you specifically, would you rather go up against those bigger guys, or are those smaller, quicker type backs more of a challenge?
For me personally, I would say probably the smaller guys, but, you know, even watching this week on Troy, you know, he's making big guys miss. You know, he's very agile, quick in the hole, makes good cuts and stuff. And you know, I'm excited to get out there and see him in person. I think it'll be a good challenge for us defensively, and hopefully we step up to the plate.
Speaking of other big guys, Brandon Silvers is a pretty big guy, 6'3", 220. He's their quarterback. What have you seen of him, and what kind of challenges is trying to get to him going to have on Saturday?
Yeah, their offense last year, you know, they gave up 8 sacks the entire year, which is, you know, very high in the country. I think they were tied for 9th in the country on giving up sacks. So we have a real challenge ahead of us just to get to him. And then by the time we get to him, you know, he's a great player. He's very elusive. I think he makes great decisions in the backfield. Obviously he has all his receivers returning as well. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge. They're a great team, and we are excited to be able to go out and compete with them.
Durant Miles here on Idaho Sports Talk, Boise State defensive end. And one of the things that we've harped on, and the coaches have harped on as well throughout the preseason, forcing turnovers. And you mentioned getting to the quarterback. How important is getting a pass rush, not just against Troy, but any opponent? How important is getting a pass rush to making that turnover column get a little bit higher?
Yeah, I think that is something that we've stressed a lot this offseason, is being able to get to the quarterback and confuse and make hits on the quarterback as well. It's something that Coach Avalos always talks about, and I think it's super important to be able to try and maybe throw off his game plan, his timing a little bit, you know, when he's back in the pocket or whatnot. So it's going to be a good time trying to get to him. So
you're listening to Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio, The Ticket. Bob and Chris visiting with defensive end Durant Miles. I guess it was no secret last year that it seemed like the games that we won, higher sack totals, right?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. You know, that's one thing on defense that, you know, our coach Caldwell, he talks about all the time, you know, and something that Coach Harson has stressed this offseason. He gave us a pretty interesting stat from the NFL that 84% of all the drives that had a sack in it ended up dying, whether it be, you know, a third down sack or second down sack or whatever. But I know that they sacks help stop drives, so hopefully we get out there and they're able to do that.
And while we're talking about, like, learning from experience, I mean, you're kind of filling a void of Sam McCaskill, who, you know, talk about production. He was a very productive player for Boise State for a few seasons. So from your time around him, what are some of the things you picked up and you have to replace at that spot?
I think the physicality part, you know, Sam Mack being a very, very physical defensive run stopper and pass rusher as well. And also I think something that he really left with me is being consistent, you know, trying to always put our best foot forward, and especially at the defensive end spot, you know, being able to be somebody to be counted on, someone to help anchor the D line. And, you know, with David and Louie coming back, we're excited to see how the season goes. So
now, if I'm not mistaken, you played quite a bit of stud last year, correct?
Yes, sir.
What's the biggest difference moving from the stud end, where you're sometimes up, to the defensive end when you're more down more of the time?
Yeah, I'd say probably the biggest difference between the two is obviously the coverage part and aspect of the defense. You know, with stud, there's a lot more drops and a lot more coverage responsibilities as compared to the defensive end, you know, being in that three-point stance, being more of a trench kind of guy. So, yeah, I think that.
We're joined by Boise State defensive end Durant Miles here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. And one of the, like, interesting things is not completely unique to you, but you being somebody who signed and then went on a mission and then came back to Boise State. I've always wondered, how difficult is it to have that gap and then get back into the rhythm of football? Now, it's been a while for you, but taking us back to that time, how difficult was it?
It was a difficult transition. Coming back from my mission, you know, my body, obviously, first off and foremost, I weighed 207 pounds when I got right back from my mission. And then by the time that season rolled around, I was weighing 230, thanks to Jeff Pittman and the strength staff. So I think that was one aspect of it. And then also the physicality, you know, football is not something that you can just go play on a, when you're out on your mission, strap up with everybody else, you know, but so being able to get out there and hit, go full speed with other people it was a tough transition, but the coaches helped me get right. So, yeah, it was good.
What did you do on your mission?
Just went and, like, spread the word of God around to the people of Bolivia. I served in South America for 2 years, as a matter of fact, and, you know, being able to go speak Spanish and try and develop myself as, you know, a fluent Spanish speaker, and being able to preach the word of God down there was very fun and something I'll never forget.
And how do you think that's helped you become the person you are today?
I think, you know, it definitely taught me hard work, taught me dedication, and, you know, being in a foreign country, a third world country, as a matter of fact, for 2 years by yourself, it opens your eyes to a lot of things. Some things that, you know, growing up here in the States that you wouldn't otherwise ever, you know, see or be a part of. So I think that helped shape who I am today.
Was there a particular day or a particular experience that really highlights what you were mentioning about, you know, just the different experiences that you witnessed?
Maybe not so much just one experience, but being, you know, out there day after day, week after week, you know, meeting new people, talking to families and stuff like that, you know, it's something that really shapes who you are and helps you develop as a man, not only a man in, like, a community, but a spiritual man, a man of God. So it was an awesome experience.
Durant, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to you seeing you out on the field on Saturday. Best of luck this season. Best of luck to the defense.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.